Joining us now from down in Wilmington, Steve Baroni joins us. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing awesome. One of the things that, two of the things, we've got Tiger playing in the Wells Fargo Championship this year, but is there still a lingering effect from the Wells Fargo Championship being down in Wilmington last year?
Well, there is. Before we get to that, let me just give a plug for those Encore balls. I tried a dozen that you guys had sent me. I wish I had a dozen left, but I don't. I like them a lot. They seem to respond very well, both distance and feel-wise. So, for folks to call in and get them and try them out, I want to encourage them to do that.
Hold on, Steve.
It's a nice ball, and they'll enjoy it.
Hold on. You already went through a dozen, so is accuracy a problem with you? Is this operator error?
I didn't say I didn't have them all left. I have some of them.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I had the same experience. You know, Mark's a good golfer. I'm a bad golfer, and we had the same experience with the ball. I mean, it flies higher, but the distances are pretty true, which was what I noticed right away is that, you know, especially with my wedges and my, you know, like probably anything from my 8-iron down, I was hitting it the same distance I normally would, but the trajectory and the spin and was able to stop it. Really incredible. And I can say I did not lose a dozen.
That was good. I'm proud of you. Well, listen, to get back to your question, I think coming down here last year was really a boon for not just, you know, the businesses around, but also for Wilmington Golf, which I know you guys want to talk a little bit about. But just getting people out to that course, it's so exclusive and very private, and to get out there and walk it and see the magnificence of the architecture and the layout of the holes was really terrific. You know, I know we enjoyed being there. My wife and I went out for the Sunday rounds, and we didn't stay to see Brian Harman nail that putt, but we really enjoyed the course, and she tried to save a turtle that was having problems on number 9, but we enjoyed it, and the area really embraced the tournament. The pros seemed to really love it. There wasn't a bad word among them, and most of them stayed out around Figure Eight Island and really didn't come into the city, which we wish they did. But, they're busy with the tournament and their families and stuff, so we understand that. But, yeah, it was a great experience, and I think everybody enjoyed it. We'd love to have it back sometime. They're talking about bringing, I guess, when Quail hosts
the President's
Cup or something down the road, I think, in 2020. They're talking about
21,
it again, so we'd love to have it.
Well, I think before PETA calls us, were any turtles harmed in your attendance of this golf tournament?
They were not, actually. She was able to get a marshal there to rescue this turtle and save it. So
okay,
no PETA calls necessary.
Because you said she tried to save a turtle. It sounded like maybe things didn't go well.
She would have had to gone under the ropes to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. So. So, I want to talk some more about the appetite for professional golf out on the coast. I think... You know, I'm all for North Carolina and, you know, our entire listening area across South Carolina and Virginia hosting as many tournaments as possible, because I think professional golf helps the golf community. It helps us all become better golfers to see what really good golfers do. And I think in the weeks after watching professional golf live, we probably all have the best swings we've ever had until they go away again. But I'm curious, you know, when you talk about the appetite for it, they knew in Wilmington this was a one-year deal. And so there probably was some reluctance on the part of sponsors to really wholeheartedly commit. If there's a chance for the President's Cup year to send the Wells back and maybe build some momentum, do you think Wilmington could be the permanent, or the area could be the permanent home of a PGA Tour event?
I do. The Azalea Open, which was held many years ago at the Cape Fear Country Club, which is a gorgeous private course here, you know, brought Arnold Palmer, had a lot of the big names in golf at the time here for that tournament. Granted, Wilmington and the whole Cape Fear region has grown dramatically, and in Brunswick County as well across the Cape Fear River has grown dramatically. And the golf is terrific. The sad part is we just lost one of our public courses here. Echo Farms just got closed recently in the last few months and is now going to be developed. And a lot of us were hoping that the city would purchase that land and purchase the course and keep it open at the second muni. because we have a great muni already here in Wilmington, Donald Ross course that he willed to the city. That is really terrific. It's our own little Pinehurst here, and they just did it a couple of years ago, redid the greens, brought them back to the original size, and redid the bunkers. It's a terrific little course, and I think Echo Farms would have really complimented that, but unfortunately, the city wouldn't get off their butt and buy it. So it's now going to be developed, and the folks who live in that Echo Farms community, you know, especially the golf community, is very, very upset, because if you buy a home near a golf course, you expect to be able to use it, and now they can't. But that being said, guys, there's a lot of great, great courses here, and the first tee is very, very active. They have a couple of different players' cards here that you can get, one for New Hanover County, the Cape Fear region, and another one for Brunswick County. A lot of guys and gals take advantage of that. And, you know, it's really a great place to golf. It's one of the things that attracted us to the area when we moved down from New England about 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Not another New Englander.
Yeah, I mean, all our listeners think we do this on purpose. You're from New England?
I am.
Where?
Well, I was born in Massachusetts. And, you know, lived and worked in the Boston area for quite a while and then gradually made my way west and north to Vermont. And we actually moved down from Vermont, where the golfing season basically is the 4th of July, and that's it.
Well, and Steve, it's funny because we do have an unusual number of people from New England, and Mark and I were both raised in Massachusetts, and people wonder if we do it on purpose. Part of it is there's a lot of golf innovation and a lot of thinking about golf that goes on during the 8 months we can't golf. So you have a lot of the Encore guys are from Buffalo. You have a lot of people in the Northeast.
The Titleist guys are from Acushnet, Massachusetts. That's where the plant is that makes Titleist. Yeah,
exactly, because we have a lot of time in New England and in the Northeast to think about golf when we can't be playing.
Have you guys had a chance to play many of the courses down here at all?
No, I've actually never been to Wilmington.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Tell me
it's
about
not
it.
Not that far a drive, guys.
Really. I know.
Well, we need an appearance out there with our partners, our broadcast partners in Wilmington. We'll come down there and play.
There you go.
Well, let me see if we can set you up down here, and we'll definitely invite you down because there's some terrific courses, and contrary to popular belief, they're not expensive. A few of them are, but the ones that you can play and really enjoy, you know, from a public standpoint, they keep the play moving. They're usually in very, very good condition. And, there's a bunch of groups that play regularly here, you know, Saturday mornings, Friday afternoons, whatever. But Wilmington and the surrounding, you know, Cape Fear region, Brunswick County, Cape Fear National is a terrific course right across the river. Magnolia Greens, you have 3 9s there that are in great shape. There's a lot of great golf down here. We'd love to get you down.
Yeah, thanks. Again, Steve Baronis joining us from down in Wilmington. And, you know, Steve, we've talked about this on the show several times. We talked about it when Tiger wasn't around, you know, filling the void of Tiger Woods. All these guys, Spieth and Justin Thomas and all these guys, have done a pretty good job about that. But it is still amazing how much Tiger Woods moves the needle. And with him announcing that he's playing, you know, here at the Wells Fargo and the Players Championship, I mean, once again, the needle has moved, hasn't it?
It really has, and having covered Tiger when I was up in the Boston area with the Deutsche Bank before it came the Dell Classic, whatever it is now, I had a chance to interview Tiger up there, and he was very gracious at the time. Of course, he was in much better physical condition. He does move the needle, and, you know, I know there's people on one side who say, you know, enough Tiger already. There's other guys playing too. But you're right. He does spike the ratings. He spikes the revenue. People don't realize that the sponsors pay for advertising based on the audience size at the time. And if he's there and that audience size is larger, which it is, they end up making more money, you know, and they end up and the ratings go up. And it spikes the needle. So it's great to see the young guys challenging, but it's also great to see them playing, you know, Quail again, he likes that golf course. And, hopefully his back will hold out and he's able to play, you know, a limited number of tournaments and spike the interest of golf because, as you guys know, rounds nationwide are down.
Yep.
And so anything that the sport can do to raise that bar and get people playing, get young people playing again, with the Tiger Woods Foundation, I think is a plus.
Well, Steve, man, we really appreciate you coming on us this morning. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Sounds great, Mark and Mike. Good to be with you guys, and wish you all the best.